Okay, and we're back, hour number three. We're going to talk to Deborah Tavares again this hour about smart meters. But we're going to look at the bigger picture of what smart meters represent and their part in the great plan to not only enslave people, but actually to get rid of people. It's an effort to potentially perpetrate the largest genocide anytime they want, anywhere. Are you there, Deborah?
Well, good evening, Jeff. Yes, thank you for having me on tonight. And you started this out perfectly because this is exactly what it is. This is, as we discussed before, this is a global deployment of smart meters by the global elites, and it is for full spectrum energy dominance. And this is a new world order agenda to control all energy resources, reduce the population. And when they say deploy smart meters, Jeff, this is a military assault.
Absolutely a military term. We should also mention, please, folks, do not forget that smart meters are not just for electricity. They will be applied also to gas and to water.
And eventually to food, as stated in the IEEE that we can discuss here also this evening.
I'd like to hear that, yeah.
I'll talk about that as well. What I want to say are some very important things. We've had a bit of a victory, so we'll talk about a good thing first, and then I thought we'll slip into some things that everyone needs to know. I wanted to tell everybody it's very important that everyone knows that last Thursday, on February the 21st, 2013, the Sebastopol City Council in Sonoma County enacted an emergency measure to halt smart meters, and the police will issue a $500 citation directly to the meter installers. And the police chief said, and I quote, "If we get a call, we will respond." And this has been a three-year process for us to finally achieve this outcome. But I can tell you that the headline in the paper, in the Press Democrat here in the Santa Rosa, Sonoma County area, leads the story by saying, PG&E rejects the Sebastopol ban on smart meters. And that they will not. They're going to deploy these anyway. So we are in for a very interesting time, and we'll see where this goes. But again, we know this is a deployment. We know that this is military. We know this is global energy dominance. And here's one city fighting. There are many, many cities, however, in California that have created moratoriums and bans. There's upwards of 50-some-odd cities. And so what this means is that everybody listening needs to go to your city council meetings regularly. Download information off the website refusesmartmeter.com and also smartmetersmurder.com. Present the different reports that show the health effects. Also talk about the Army, the Fort Meade Army document. Print that off as well. Create a packet of things and give them to your local meetings. It's not just your council people that you're talking to when you go to the meetings. It's the audience as well. And people are starting to become aware that frequencies are an enormous problem because people are now starting to feel sick. And we're seeing more and more people that are starting to complain of ringing of the ears and a variety of other health impacts that are associated with all of this. And in the Army document, again, it is the United States Army Intelligence and Security Command unclassified military document, and it is on our website. And it says in the document that electromagnetic fields influence biological systems and cause adverse effects on human health, cancer, reproduction, etc. It also says that it increases the brain temperature and causes disruption of working memory, resulting in disorientation. People are feeling these things. They also say every human is subject to the effects of microwave heating, and the predictability is 100%.
Sure. It's not a guessing game. I want to repeat the Sebastopol, California City Council's emergency moratorium to halt smart meter installation. The police now have been ordered to issue a $500 citation directly to the meter installers. This is a remarkable thing. Remarkable. First time I've seen that. Something
it
like
is.
That
it's
in this
the
country.
First time that any city has defied it to the extent where they're enforcing a citation upon the installers themselves. And we understand that a day or so ago there was an installer that was caught in town, and he was told that this is now going to happen if should he return. So he left. And we literally, as citizens, as members in our community, have to drive the street and find these installers. And I urge everyone to keep a camera on the front seat of your car and keep these available and take pictures. They're very, very intimidated with pictures. And we can get this up on our website and get this information out. But it is all up to us now. We really can't wait for the cities. I think the reason that the city realized they needed to take some action is that we were having to chase the installers out of town. There was a group of us a few weeks ago that met at a senior housing development and literally chased the installer out of town.
Good.
So this is the kind of thing that is happening. This is the kind of thing that's got to happen. We have
sure.
to have a community posse.
Yeah.
And so that is the good news. The not-so-good news, of course, is that we are seeing the cell phone towers that have already been erected here in our Northern California communities now all being upgraded to 4G, which is, of course, enhancing the frequencies. And we know that frequencies are intended to be used as weapons against us. And there are so, so many documents, their documents, that tell us this is what those frequencies will do. But I want to jump back to the idea of smart meters and the opt-out program, because I know many listeners are trying to get opt-out programs in their communities. It's very, very important to understand that a number of engineers have said under no uncertain terms that the opt-out idea will possibly help with the health issues, but that the ambient RF stays the same in many instances. And what they're doing is it will reduce the privacy concern somewhat by opting out, because you won't then have RFID chipped tracking appliances that are feeding into the smart meter attached to your home.
Right.
But what they're doing about the inefficiencies, and what they mean by that are maybe three or four houses in a row that won't have a smart meter, but houses beyond that will. They say that it'll be solved by bridging the gaps by stronger signal.
Oh, they're going to pump up the output, sure.
Yes, or more collector units.
Yeah,
so
right.
What it means is that everyone as a neighborhood needs to now start engaging. And I'm going to talk about a number of things that might help people engage. It seems as though there's something for everybody, which is why we're running so many websites, Jeff, get people on board. Whatever it may be, we're throwing everything we can against these elites and trying to create an awareness with the people. We find that people are now getting far more concerned because they're recognizing something's terribly, terribly wrong. We were heavily, heavily chemtrailed today. And so as an example of that, we have a number of vehicles that park their vehicles around the Northern California area in the wine country with huge banners. We do banner hangs. And we put boxes of flyers. And people are now starting to question the chemtrails. Our next move is going to be to go to our council and ask for a proclamation that will declare a no-fly zone. Now, of course, that won't be anything that they'll be able to effectively do anything about, but it's going to create the recognition that we need to create, and it's up to everybody. Just look up, see it, and say it. That is what we all must do. Those are the solutions to these problems that are occurring. We have to acknowledge it. We have to study what is going on, and we have to say it to people, not be intimidated by feeling that you're a conspiracy theorist, because quite frankly, it's all of those people that are living within the illusion, and they're drugged and they're distracted by children.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Here's another thing. Yeah, I'm going to go back to what you said. Let me rewind just a bit here. The idea that, let's say, four homes in a row opt out. Home number five and home number eight don't. Home numbers one through four didn't win much of anything except a little bit more privacy, like you said, which is a big thing. But ultimately, from the terms of electromagnetic radiation, they'll just put in more collector units, which I think put out around 6 watts instead of the 1 or 2 or maybe 3 that the normal smart meters put out. It's up there. So they'll just blast these people potentially with an even higher dose of EMF than they would normally have gotten. So it's a Pyrrhic victory. They win, but they lose because they're going to be hit with more EMF.
Well, that's absolutely true. In fact, what we've also discovered is that particularly in rural areas where people feel safer because there's greater distances between homes because of larger properties, they are amping up all of that anyway. They always have been. And they've been putting the Medusa meter that we've spoken about, which is a miniature cell phone tower on those homes that help amp that as well. But what we know is that we're getting absolutely drenched with frequencies from every direction, from the cell towers, the antennas, we're getting...
There's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. We're getting it almost 360 degrees, everything above ground, and who knows what's coming up from the ground anymore. I don't. Hold on just a second. We'll be right back with Deborah Tavares as we continue. Okay, back with Deborah Tavares talking about smart meters, which are part and parcel of a global effort to utterly control, dominate, and choose really who lives or dies ultimately. This is amazing, and it's here, and it's not a joke. Okay, Deborah, where do we go next?
Well, that's absolutely true. In fact, we've been being told a long time that this was coming. We just weren't aware and didn't believe it to be true. And in all of the source documents that we have loaded up on our site, stopthecrime.net, the Iron Mountain Report, the Silent Weapons, Quiet Wars document, and the New World Order Exposed, 1969 by an insider, I can't urge for people to read and look at these source documents. These are their master plans. We've got a new addition to the site. We've got the NASA war document that we found on the NASA website. It is absolutely unthinkable, and it talks about using frequencies and towers and RF against the brain as well. And they're unleashing and unrolling it all. And also, we found a mission statement out of Pennsylvania, which is really a leader behind much of this, the institutions and companies that have a hidden secret about this.
Right. Mission statement from whom?
It's from PSII, the Pennsylvania Smart Infrastructure Incubator. And on the top, it says Carnegie Mellon Engineering and IBM. And IBM is behind this. In the IEEE documents that I mentioned to you a couple of moments ago, which we have posted on our website, they talk about, is a smart grid a good idea for America? And they talk about the considerations of our fragile economy, and should there be that kind of expense? And what is so profound about this is the IEEE is largely supported by the globalist corporation. We're talking about, Siemens, of course, IBM, and many, many of the large corporations are behind them.
Come up on your phone a little bit closer, will you?
Yes, many of the large corporate globalist corporations are behind this smart grid. Again, this is a globalist agenda. We're talking about CenterPoint Energy, Pepco Holding, Progressive Energy, Sempra Energy, General Electric, Google, Cisco, Microsoft. They're all behind the grid. And IBM really was initially paving the way for this grid infrastructure. And that is on page 5 of this document that I'm referring to. But the IEEE document discloses their main objective. This is just profound. On page 6, it says, perhaps one of the most important functions of a smart meter is detecting unauthorized use of electricity, thus improving the efficiency of resource distribution and minimizing losses. The purpose of the smart meter is essentially to monitor consumption, generalization, and utilize the notion of real-time communication. And then they also say that smart meters are a concept for globalization. And, of course, we know, again, as we have said, this is the New World Order and full-spectrum energy dominance. They want one button, one centralized control. And they talk about how everything is based upon the fear of global warming, which is an invented hoax. And that is really well demonstrated in the Iron Mountain documentary that you can see up on YouTube format on our website, stopthecrime.net. But they say the majority of resources humans rely on for centuries are now running out. And smart meters are a significant transformation of the electrical system as we know it. And again, they admit that the U.S. economy is fragile, and the cost for the grid may be an unnecessary burden to the taxpayers. This is something that IEEE, Jeff, has been expressing in their documents. They have been concerned why our elected officials have not been discussing the grid. It's been silent. Of course, everything is silent. The costs are going to be much larger than anyone ever dreamed. And they're saying, oh, well, we want green, so we'll pay for it. There's no free lunch. That's what they say.
I know. It's so frustrating. These people, what do they have for brains?
Well, they have the idea that they are smarter and they can control it all, and they should, because after all, we're just cattle. We're jellyfish brain. That's what they call us in the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document. Jellyfish
brain. Yeah, I remember.
Brain.
Sure. Yeah.
And they call us the common citizen, and that they've got to preserve the natural environment. What they're really saying is that they want all the resources at this point.
This is eugenics. It's eugenics. They're
of
just
course it is.
Simply going to clean everybody out except them and their chosen survivors, their plantation planet.
Well, it's even worse than that, as we've recently been discovering. And I'll go into that in a second, but I did want to point out a few new postings we have on our website. Again, something is going to jar someone that might be listening to step up and start taking action, because we really are at war. We're in a battle right now, and people need to engage. We can't sit back. We have to step up. And I can tell you that most recently, something pretty horrific came across the news line, and it was about mold and leaky roofs. And about the Obama administration says all Americans must have healthy housing. So what this is...
And what does healthy housing mean?
Well, yes, that's rather horrifying. It says that the Advanced Healthy Housing Strategy identifies areas in which rigorous healthy homes research is needed. This is to help federal, state, and local stakeholders enhance their decision-making in a cost-effective manner and reduce the actions that have unintended consequences when determining if your home is unhealthy. And, of course, we know it's a government scheme that will lead to forced home inspections, invasions, required repairs, inspections, fines, penalties.
Required repairs is the key. The average homeowner, any home can be found to be toxic. Depends
That's
on
right.
how they want to play the game, because they are toxic. Now, if a homeowner is inspected by the feds, and they come in there with their sniff meters and their other EMF meters and their structural meters, and they're looking for black mold and all the rest of it, they could easily order $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 worth of work done on that house. And guess what happens to the homeowner? They lose it. It's gone.
Well, this is a land grab. This is plain and simple a land grab.
Sure it is.
When we were protesting in front of Bohemian Grove last June, we had several people coming up to the entry where we were, and they were in tears, actually, because they had homes along the Russian River that flow past Bohemian Grove. And the county sent out code enforcement inspectors and gave them a first round of inspections and read, you know, things that they had to do to their homes. They did that. When they called the county back to finalize those inspections, they got more items that they had to correct until finally the final caveat for several homeowners is that they had to raise their homes above the floodplain. And they didn't have the money to do that. And then the county said, well, you're going to have to vacate January. This was last January. And you're going to have to pay us $15,000 to demolish your home.
Oh, this is beyond belief. This is just beyond belief. Now, the county that did this is obviously complicit in Agenda 21 and everything else.
Absolutely. This is Sonoma County. This is the heart of the Rothschild.
Well, there you go.
And this is what we're facing. We have Bohemian Grove 20 minutes away. This is a massive, massive land grab.
And so do we know of any houses that have actually been demolished yet? Are they actually involved in this? Are the homeowners going to court trying to get some kind of relief? What are they doing?
Well, I don't know because we've been involved in watching just multiple properties being attacked for a variety of reasons.
All right, well, hang on. I got to take a break. Keep me posted on this because... in fact, if you can get a homeowner or two to come on, I would like to hear about this directly from the homeowners.
Well, I do have their information.
All right, very good. Okay, hold on, Deborah. We'll be right back. Okay, talking to Deborah Tavares about smart meters, but much more than that, we're talking about the globalists' big push to utterly dominate all human life on the planet. Go on.
Absolutely. We had talked about the Pennsylvania Smart Meter Incubator mission statement, and I just wanted to read a little portion of this because it's pretty shocking. You normally don't find this in a mission statement. It says, Pennsylvania's companies and institutions have a hidden secret. They are leading a revolution in our infrastructure. They want to help expose the secret to the world. Tomorrow's infrastructure will blend traditional physical infrastructure, which is transportation, transit system, buildings, pipes, power grid, and concrete and steel, with cyber infrastructure, which is computers, networks, and sensors, in ways that are just emerging. Pennsylvania has a wealth of companies, universities, and institutions that are inventing many of these emerging technologies that will blend or rebuild the world's transportation, civil, that's society, manufacturing, and other infrastructure. We will bring those organizations together to leverage and highlight this hidden secret to help make Pennsylvania a visible leader in critical emerging technologies. And I can tell you, Jeff, Wellington Energy, who is the subcontractor for our utility company, PG&E, is out of Pennsylvania. And this is part of the heart of where much of this is being orchestrated. It's coming from many, many places, but that's most definitely a stronghold.
Interesting.
Yes, and they also talk about, the last sentence in this mission statement says, these technologies will also need a new generation of employees to design, operate, and maintain these new cyber physical infrastructure systems. And we will help Pennsylvania be the leader in educating these workers to meet the demand. And PSII would be an important step towards exposing this secret. So I did a little more research into this because one of the companies involved in this is called Bombardier. And there are Bombardier, it's another way we can say it. It is a Canadian-based company that manufactures trains and airplanes.
Sure.
And, of course, Bombardier is someone who drops bombs out of a plane.
It's a strange name for an aircraft manufacturing company. I always thought so.
Well, I always did, too. And another segment, another portion of their company is called Bogie, which is also a very strange name, bombs. And I find that they are setting up free education opportunities in India for disadvantaged Indian children out of India to learn these types of science and technology so that they can operate this. This is why they're dumbing America down in math and science. And this is why America is now faced with a new Common Core curriculum of education that is intended to dumb American children down in math and science. And you will find in the Silent Weapons, Quiet Wars document, they say they're going to dumb us down so that we can never unravel the system that they're literally creating a sensory spy web and putting us into. And they want to dumb us down so we can't get out of that. And as you know, Jeff, they're doing it in every way possible. All the toxins they're dumping in and on us in every direction. And while on the front page of the paper that I was talking about, we won the victory for the smart meters to the extent that we've won the victory, on the same front page it says that Sonoma County is moving ahead with fluoride. And we just sat...
Unbelievable.
These
people just don't quit.
They don't. And I've got to alert all your listening audience to something that I read yesterday as I was sitting for 4 hours in this fluoride charade, which is a predetermined outcome at our county board of supervisors. They waltzed at least 25 quote-unquote experts on how helpful and how important fluoride was because we had such an enormous community of children in disadvantaged areas, they say, in our town that need fluoride because their teeth are preventing them from learning. They're in such grave dental pain that they sit in the classroom, they don't smile, and they talked about children. And while this is sad and likely very, very true in many instances, there needs to be education and there needs to be better health and better food, et cetera, et cetera. So they're risking our brains for our teeth, but we know that this is a planned agenda. But something that I read that just absolutely really floored me. In the state of California, we have a law that requires any city that has over 10,000 water connections, they must fluoridate the water supply. And what I read in the document yesterday was this. It talks about how they will look at the opportunity while they're fluoridating Santa Rosa in Northern California, for example, and other outlying communities that have the over 10,000 connections that are required by law to fluoridate, that they're also going to look at the smaller areas that are under 10,000 and regionalize them into the fluoridation scheme. So what we're seeing, Jeff, as it says in the Iron Mountain, a documentary, with the regionalization of the United States into 10 regions,
sure.
They're regionalizing California or Northern California into what they call one Bay Area.
Huh?
We're not going to be known as individual towns or communities anymore. We're going to be one Bay Area.
With just zip codes, that'll be it.
It is. And so what we're seeing is a stealth way in which communities that think they're safe and won't have to have fluoride, they're not safe. So, we need to start informing people, flyers, banner hangs. We run another site called toxicdrinkingwater.org. There are flyers that people can download. Start getting this out to all of your local community representatives and, most importantly, to the people. Make them aware. Help them learn and educate them that fluoride is a poison. And so that was something that happened here in Sonoma County. So we're being pelted in from every single direction.
All right, when we come back in just a minute, I'm going to talk about the idea of using cell phone transmissions, Wi-Fi potentially, certainly the power grid, and other issues of EMF emanation to control, influence, and otherwise interfere with the physiology and the emotional and mental well-being of people en masse. This is all being done. It's all there. It's very simple science. So we'll talk more about that and how that may or may not fit into the smart meter scheme as Deborah Tavares sees it in just a couple minutes. Hang on. Okay, talking to Deborah Tavares about electromagnetic death. That's what it is. It's EMF death. Death by microwaves, death by all kinds of things. They have the frequencies long decoded as to what the basic human emotions are and how they express themselves in the mind electronically. We're electronic first and chemical second. People don't understand that. We're electrical beings. So if you can decode and come up with a frequency that makes people extremely scared, afraid, paranoid, and broadcast them, they will become scared, afraid, and paranoid. And many of these things, these devices, are actually in place already and have been for years around secret or highly classified military installations. So if anybody tries to approach the base from an over-the-hill or backwoods entry, they're going to feel real lousy long before they get there, and they'll almost always turn around and leave. It's a very simple technology. Now, that said, I'm going to tell the story of Pat Flanagan again, who went in to see a friend of his in his garage laboratory, and the guy had an oscilloscope up there, and there was a certain wave pattern on the oscilloscope. And Pat said, "What are you doing there?" And he said, "Well, I'm doing some research on the electric grid." And Pat said, "Why do you have the lily wave on your scope?" The lily wave is a certain kind of expression on an oscilloscope. It's a known waveform. And the guy looked at Pat and said, "Where do you think that's coming from?" And Pat said, "I don't know." And the fellow said, "From the wall plug." And he pointed to the wall plug. It was coming out of the electric grid. It didn't get there accidentally. And that was a long time ago, 25 years ago. They know that the electric grid can carry all cable television, all telephone communications, all things electronic. But they don't do it because there's many industries around which specialize in those kind of distributions. But it could all be run and done over the electric grid. Of course, that would be putting all our eggs in one basket and easier for the Chinese to take it down, and people would be out the door real quick complaining they couldn't get to their sports. So it's just not going to happen. Diversification will remain. But the electric grid, if you think about it, you're in a home right now or an office during the day. You are surrounded, floor, ceiling, walls, in most cases, with electric wiring, 60 hertz wiring. Now, if there was an intercept point a block away, a half a block away, maybe on the building, and somebody wanted to interject into that stream of alternating current into your office building or your home, they could do it easily. And they can make you sick, they can make you happy, they can make you sad, they could do anything they want.
That's absolutely right. In fact, it's even worse than that. On our site, stopthecrime.net, everyone needs to go and look at the NASA war document. It is a war strategy. It is planned against the continental United States. It says that in the document, Jeff. And on page 50, speaking of frequencies, it says that effects of low-power microwaves, and it refers to that U.S. Army document that I was talking about earlier, and it says that they know there will be massive behavioral influences. There will be seizures, gross alteration in brain function, 30 to 100% increases in brain blood flow, lethality. And they talk about the impact against the brain. But what they also say on page 93, which is stopping people cold in their tracks when they read this, this is again the NASA war document on page 93. They say they will exploit the CNN syndrome, sync carriers, via mass swarm attacks, capture and torture Americans in living color on prime time. Terror attacks within the continental United States, they will use binary biological, take down critical infrastructure, use of EMPs, which is electromagnetic pulse, and RF, radio frequencies, and radiation against our brain. They will implement serious psy war, collateral damage, and exploitation. This document is in conjunction not only with NASA, but the U.S. Air Force, DARPA, the CIA, FBI, Southern Command, Atlantic Command, the Department of Defense, the Australian Department of Defense, and many, many others.
Yeah.
We need to know just what we're facing. And again, this isn't to alarm or scare people. It's to understand that we are in a war and that we've got to help bring awareness to as many of us as absolutely possible. And I'm looking at the clock, and I know we're up against the time. There's a couple of really important things I wanted
to
get out. I also wanted to alert everyone to Super Wi-Fi. It's being pushed by our government and the
Super
FCC.
Wi-Fi. I don't know this. Is this what they want to use to Wi-Fi the entire country?
Well, let me tell you about this. It's being pushed by the government and the FCC, and you can just go and Google, if you Google, tech telecom giants take sides as FCC proposes large public Wi-Fi networks. And it is a Washington Post article, and I've read that the white spaces between TV channels, which is what they use, extremely low frequency, are very, very dangerous. And they can penetrate concrete and much stronger than regular Wi-Fi. So I can say to you that they are anything that they're doing at this point that increases wireless frequencies is to kill us. And what's amazing is the NASA document says that. And also we were warned in Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages, back in 1970. He even said, and this is on page 57 of Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages.
Yeah.
He said,
very important book, by the way, yeah.
Very. And he says that they'll artificially excite electronic strokes. And they're doing that. This is what they're doing. And this is why we are being wired wirelessly across the nation. They say that it will be a system that would seriously impair the brain performance of very large populations in selected regions over extended periods.
How about in selected neighborhoods? How about in selected homes? It's all doable, folks.
Absolutely. That's why they're putting these cell phone towers up by the thousands every day and then increasing them to greater capacity with 4G. We're seeing it everywhere.
What's
absolutely.
What's the megahertz for 4G?
Well,
gigahertz, I should be.
Yeah, it's just greater than what was there. Let's put it that way
right,
for the moment.
Sure.
And what I wanted to say was that in this book, and of course in the NASA document, NASA war document as well, it talks about the technologies. Another very disturbing thing is the spray-on nanoparticulate that the mix turns trees into antennas. And a company called CAMTech, C-H-A-M, Tech Operations, that's based in Utah, developed this nanoparticulate mix that can be sprayed on any vertical object like a tree and make that object act like a high-powered antenna. And they're saying that not only can it be sprayed on nanoparticulates, make trees into antennas, but it can also extend the range of an existing antenna by a factor of 100, according to one of the principals in the company. And they say the RFID tags and the nanoparticulate spray extend the readable range of the tag from a mere 5 feet to 700 feet. So this is all part of what they do discuss in the NASA war document. I urge everybody to download this document, put it in a binder, and take it everywhere you go and start telling people about this. This is real. This is there for us to see. And they talk about the use of microdust weaponry as a mechanical micron-sized mechanized dust, which will be distributed as an aerosol and inhaled into the lungs. They say the dust mechanically bores into lung tissue and executes various pathological missions. They say it's a wholly new class of weaponry which is legal. That's on page 43 of the NASA war document.
Right. Right.
On page 45 of the NASA war document, it says beam weapons increasingly prevalent.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely they are. They also talk on page 66, this is critical, increasingly critical, human limitations and human downsides. Humans are too large, too heavy, too tender. Humans are too slow, physically and mentally. We require huge costs, and we have rapidly decreasing to negative value, according to the NASA war document. They are replacing us with robots, and that's what this document talks about. In fact, we just attended Al Gore's talk about his new book called The Future. And in that book, they talk about how we are going to be replaced by artificial intelligence. In fact, they're rolling out 1 million-plus robots in China. And they, while they know it will displace the workforce that has moved from rural areas where they were self-sufficient, they moved to cities where they were getting employment, they recognize that will displace millions and millions of workers. This is what this is about. And in the NASA war document, one of their greatest concerns is out of control self-replication. So that's why they've gone underground. That's why there's many, many underground cities on StopTheCrime.net. Watch Jesse Ventura's Ozark and also the Brain Invaders. They're posted.
Okay, now I want to correct the Ozark story. The footage used in there is well-known footage from, I believe, it's in Missouri. There's some underground salt mines and salt caverns that have been hollowed out, and they're used for underground storage. That was not a correct and accurate representation of a discovery made in the Ozarks.
Well, then notice, I can tell you that people need to look at Mount Weather, W-E-A-T-H-E-R.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, now that's for real.
That is.
For some reason, the producers of that program subbed that footage in there and tried to make it look like they had just discovered it. If you notice in that footage, there's no security at the entry. They drove right in. So, I mean, it's all just storage, and it's in Missouri. If you look, do an internet search for underground salt cavern storage in Missouri, you'll find it. Same footage. I looked at it a couple years ago. But anyway,
excellent.
Be
well,
that as it may.
Well, there's plenty of other underground cities, quite amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But I urge everybody to check out the NASA war document and understand anything wireless is not for your benefit. It all is involved in mind control and obeying what the globalists want you to do. And we have to watch out for TVs, computers, and movies, and radios, and phones. The whole aspect of subliminal messaging and encrypted messaging.
Yep. And this is what we know about.
And that is what we... That's right. That's right.
They're so far ahead of the game, it's not even funny.
Well, what we have to do is to create a greater heightened awareness, and that's what everybody's challenge is and
that's
what
right.
we must do. And I
that's
know
right.
that we were going to talk about solutions this evening. I do have a solutions tab on our website. I wanted to add some additional things to that.
All right, we'll do that again. We'll have you back next month, and we'll do some solutions. We did get off tangent a little bit here. But
well, there's so many new breaking things that I wanted to alert everybody to that everybody needs to understand. Another very important post on our website, absolutely critical. It broke my heart. It's the United Nations SEX plan for kids without parental knowledge or consent. Again, this is absolutely horrific. Horrific.
It's all part of the black cult. It's there.
It is. It
right.
is absolutely.
Thank
part
you,
of
Deborah.
That.
Thank you
Thank
very
you
much.
Thank you so much.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Deborah Tavares, and there's a lot to think about there. That's our program tonight. Thanks for being here. We'll be back tomorrow night. Hope you have a good day tomorrow. And tomorrow night, Richard Ostro is back, and we're going to talk about Jim Mars, Stevie Kidd as well. But don't miss Richard Ostro and the Carnivora.com update. We're going to have some folks on who have had, well, you'll hear tomorrow night. I consider this to be an extremely important product. Okay, talk to you tomorrow.